We're really zeroing in on the serious investor, the person who's operating in the, well, the incredibly robust yet competitive Kansas City market.
Right. And we're diving into what we call the silent threats, the things that just constantly erode your rental income.
These aren't the big catastrophic events we're talking about, are they?
No, not at all. They're the insidious everyday issues. We're talking chronic late payments, the little lease violations that start small,
An unapproved puppy or
an
something?
unapproved puppy, exactly, or property neglect that just goes unaddressed. And these issues, they don't just happen randomly. They are almost, without exception, symptoms of a complete lack of a robust professional enforcement structure.
That is the core problem we're tackling today, isn't it? For real estate investors. And I mean, the people who view their properties as high-performing capital assets managing rentals isn't about just, collecting checks.
No, it's an asset protection strategy,
Yeah.
and it all centers around consistency.
Right. What we see all the time, especially with folks managing their own properties or maybe using less consistent firms, is that emotional, inconsistent, or just random handling of these issues. It quickly leads to a financial disaster.
It really
We are
does.
talking about immediate loss cash flow, massive and unnecessary legal exposure, and then ultimately a downward spiral in the quality of your entire tenant base.
Exactly. And look, we get the stress of being a landlord, but the difference between a stressful investment that eats up your weekends and a stable, high-performing asset that, fuels your retirement, it comes down entirely to structure, to automation.
So our mission today is to pull back the curtain on that. We want to uncover the precise professional systems that experienced management firms in Kansas City are using.
Systems designed specifically to eliminate that human emotion, to enforce consistency, and fundamentally to protect your investment capital from these silent threats.
To guide us through this detailed examination, we have some fantastic source material. It's from Marcus Painter, who is the founder of Alpine Property Management Kansas City LLC.
And this isn't just theory. This is authority built on what, over 12 years of hands-on experience?
12 years, managing over 250 properties across the entire KC metro area. I mean, he's seen every excuse, every violation you can possibly imagine. And crucially, he's built the systems to neutralize them.
And the data. The
Yeah.
data immediately confirms how well their structured approach works. Alpine doesn't just, manage properties. They enforce policy so effectively that they maintain a stunning 98% rent collection rate
98%.
through consistent enforcement. Think about that for a moment. In a world where even really good landlords struggle with chronic delinquencies, a 98% collection rate is the investor's absolute dream.
It really is. It signifies near-perfect cash flow stability. It's quantifiable proof that the structure actually works.
It's everything.
That 98% is the proof point,
Right.
but we need to understand the financial implications of not having that structure. And this brings us to the why of enforcement, what we call the compounding effect. We've heard the term before, of course, but here it applies to missed opportunities and just escalating costs.
The compounding effect is so insidious because it starts so small. What happens when you ignore that first transgression or handle it inconsistently?
Right. Let's say a tenant is late on rent the very first month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you let it slide. They seem nice, or they promise they'll pay tomorrow. By waiving that first late fee, let's say it's $100, you haven't just lost $100.
You've taught them something.
You've taught the tenant that the lease terms are suggestions, not requirements. You've set a terrible precedent from day one.
You've essentially, through your own inaction, created a new, less profitable lease agreement.
Exactly. And that one late payment turns into two, then three. And pretty soon you're dealing with a tenant who's chronically 5 to 7 days late every single month.
Which means you're now in the business of chasing rent constantly.
All the time. And if you have, say, 10 units, and your inconsistent enforcement leads to just one of those chronically late tenants per year, well, you've lost hundreds in waived fees, spent countless hours chasing payment.
And you've dramatically increased your risk of that tenant ultimately defaulting entirely, which means a full, costly eviction process.
And it's not just the late payments. The compounding effect applies to the physical property too, that unauthorized pet or a small failure to maintain the unit.
Like not changing the air filter.
A simple, cheap air filter, right? If that goes unaddressed, that neglect just snowballs. An unaddressed pet causes urine contamination in the subfloor. That lack of filter maintenance destroys an expensive HVAC unit way ahead of schedule. Suddenly, you're facing secondary damage from unreported leaks and potentially thousands of dollars in turn costs down the line.
Okay, let's talk about turn costs. Can we quantify that for the listener?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of self-managing investors drastically underestimate this expense.
They really do. A typical clean tenant turnover in the Kansas City metro might run you, what, $1,500 to $2,000. That's for standard cleaning, paint touch-ups, carpet cleaning, the basics.
Okay, but what if you've neglected enforcement?
Well, if the tenant caused damage that requires extensive pet remediation, heavy cleaning, drywall repair, we're talking about turn costs escalating immediately into the $2,500 to $4,000 range.
Wow.
And that's not even counting the 2 or 3 weeks of lost rental income while all that extensive work is being done.
So that one failure to enforce a no pet policy translates directly into a massive unbudgeted capital expense later on.
That's it.
Yeah.
So proper enforcement at its core is just the act of maintaining professional standards. It's to protect the physical condition of the asset and its financial performance.
And for any serious investor who's trying to scale their portfolio in Kansas City, the bridge between a highly stressful, underperforming investment and a stable, high-performing one, it really is establishing this professional management structure.
100%.
So let's unpack what that structure actually looks like, starting with the most critical and common issue, late rent payments. We talk about structure in the abstract a lot, but let's dive into the play-by-play. What does that process look like on the first of the month when the rent, you know, hasn't hit the account?
Right.
Okay, let's unpack this with section one. The three-step system for handling late rent payments. We are replacing those emotional gut reactions, the stress, the deliberation, with documented professional systematic action.
And this systemic shift is, I mean, it's the single biggest advantage professional managers bring to the table. The structure just replaces that stressful deliberation.
But what should I do now? Feeling.
Exactly. The experienced manager doesn't wonder, should I call them today? Should I be lenient this time? The system dictates the action. It removes the emotional variable entirely.
And step one, which is maybe the most crucial, is entirely preventative. It's clear expectations, the foundation of prevention.
Yes. The foundation of high compliance and ultimately those high collection rates is laid before the tenant even gets the keys.
So this all starts way before rent is even due.
Prevention starts at the lease signing, but it goes even deeper than just having a clause in the document. You have to eliminate all confusion. You have to preempt any possible excuse.
Because if they don't know when or how to pay,
they have an excuse for being late. And if they don't know the precise consequence, there is no effective deterrent. It's that simple.
So Alpine's approach, as we see in the source, provides this detailed clarity right in the lease documents, almost to the point of redundancy.
And it has to be. We're talking about specificity on five key fronts. First, the defined rent due date, which is, you know, almost universally the first of the month. No ambiguity.
One. Second point.
That has to be coupled with the specific grace periods and the precise moment late fees apply. This clarity is so critical for legal compliance and, frankly, for fairness.
So if rent is due on the first, grace period ends on the third.
The lease must state clearly that the clock starts ticking at 12.001 a.m. on the 4th, and the late fee applies immediately. It needs to feel like a switch, not a suggestion.
And the third clarity point is about the fee itself.
Yes. The exact late fee amounts have to be clearly stipulated in the agreement, both as a percentage and a flat dollar amount, depending on the local rules. There should be zero surprise for the tenant.
Okay, and number four is about how they pay.
Mandatory approved payment methods. And the secure online portal is highly preferred, if not required.
And that's for a reason, right? It's not just about convenience.
Oh, not at all. That payment method is essential. Technology is key for both efficiency and documentation. Relying on physical checks introduces delays, the potential for them to get lost in the mail.
And it requires manual tracking, which opens the door for human error.
Right. A secure online portal ensures the payment is time-stamped, it's verified instantly, and it's automatically recorded into the property's, you know, immutable ledger.
And the final piece of step one.
It concludes with the requirement for tenants to sign the written enforcement policies at move-in. This acts as a secondary confirmation that they understand the non-negotiable nature of the policies.
So it's not just buried in the fine print of a 40-page lease.
Exactly. It's a standalone policy they acknowledge in writing. It creates yet another piece of legal documentation.
So by setting these expectations so clearly, the what, when, how, and the consequences, you're really just cutting off excuses at the pass.
You significantly reduce the initial confusion that often leads to accidental late payments, mm-hmm. and you eliminate the possibility of the tenant claiming ignorance when, you know, intentional late payments occur.
Huh.
This is the bedrock of prevention.
Okay, That brings us to step two, automated collection and tracking, efficiency and documentation. Once those expectations are set, the technology takes over to manage the flow of funds and, more importantly, the flow of data and communication.
And this is really where those secure online portals shine. They don't just process money. They provide immediate, real-time visibility into missed payments the second the clock strikes midnight on the due date.
For an investor, automation offers some immense benefits that, well, traditional self-management just can't replicate, especially if you're scaling beyond one or two properties in the KC area.
You're eliminating the potential for manual errors, for one, and the headaches of lost physical checks, which saves so much administrative time. But here's where it gets really powerful for the investor.
The documentation.
The documentation. Automation automatically creates a documented, legally solid payment history without any manual input required from the manager or the owner.
And that documentation is your financial and your legal insurance policy.
It is. If you ever have to go to court, which, you know, is always the last resort, but you have to prepare for it, that automated, time-stamped ledger from the portal, often managed by a system like PropertyWare, is irrefutable evidence.
It's not a note scrawled in a notebook.
Right. It's a digital, court-admissible history of every on-time payment, every late payment, every fee assessed. It validates the manager's claim of consistent enforcement.
Well, let me just interject here with, you know, a bit of healthy investor skepticism. We're talking a lot about automation and speed. But for an investor who's trying to scale up, isn't there a risk that relying too heavily on tech strips away the human element, you know, for those good long-term tenants who just hit a temporary financial bump?
That's a great question, because the system recognizes that not every late payment is malicious. That's why the technology also works proactively.
Also,
automation can trigger friendly professional reminders before the due date. It can nudge those good tenants who might just be busy or forgot to set up their auto pay. And then, critically, it triggers reactive alerts the instant the rent is late. So this automated structure is a critical advantage because it allows the manager to spend their human time only on the cases that actually require intervention, which leads us directly to step three.
Right. It funnels the management time to where it's most needed. Which brings us to step three, prompt and professional follow-up, the critical timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Time is the enemy when you're dealing with late rent. Every single day, the cash flow is delayed, your ROI is impacted, and the likelihood of collecting that money just decreases significantly.
Speed is everything here. Managers have to act quickly because, as the source material points out, early contact often resolves these temporary situations.
Right.
It might genuinely be a delayed paycheck or maybe a forgotten auto pay configuration.
So a quick professional call can fix it.
It can handle it swiftly before it escalates into a serious delinquency that blows a hole in the owner's monthly cash flow statement.
And Alpine has a meticulously detailed, documented process timeline for this. It takes all the guesswork out of escalation. Let's break this timeline down because it really reflects best practice in the industry.
Okay, so day one through day three. This is the immediate automated response window. An automated reminder gets sent immediately through the portal.
And what's the tone of that?
It's a gentle, professional nudge. It just confirms the system has noted the missed payment, that the late fee status is now active, and it reiterates the consequences that were outlined in the lease. It's the first level of legal documentation.
Okay, then what happens if those automated efforts don't work?
We move to day four or day five. This is when the personal touch is initiated, but it's still systematic. The manager follows up via phone, email, or text.
And the goal there?
The goal is to find out the reason for the delay. Is it a genuine hardship or just neglect? And to confirm a solid payment plan or commitment. This bridges the gap between the automated system and human accountability. It gives the tenant a chance to communicate before formal action is taken.
But then you hit a point where it has to get formal.
Absolutely. And once you hit day five and beyond, this is when the formal, legally binding action must happen. A formal written notice is issued. This is the major escalation.
And this notice has to be perfect, legally speaking.
It must strictly adhere to the specific lease terms and, critically, to the specific state law, whether that property is in Missouri or Kansas. This isn't a friendly reminder. This is the legal notice, often a demand for possession or a cure or quip that's required to protect the owner's legal right to collect or regain possession if the tenant keeps defaulting.
And we have to emphasize throughout this entire process, from that first automated reminder to the formal notice and any calls,
there is ongoing, meticulous documentation. Every single communication step must be logged and archived in that PropertyWare system.
And that logging builds the bulletproof paper trail.
It ensures that if you have to proceed with an eviction, which is a huge stressor for investors, your case is legally sound. It demonstrates fair, consistent warning, which is essential to defeating claims of discrimination or unfair treatment.
So that 98% collection rate isn't luck.
Not at all. It's the result of rigorously applying this three-step documented timeline to every tenant, every single time.
That structure handles the critical cash flow issue. But rental performance is also constantly threatened by issues that go beyond money.
Right. Tenant behavior and property care.
Which transitions us seamlessly to Section 2, handling lease violations. This is so critical for protecting the investment's physical condition and, you know, insulating the capital investment from unnecessary liability exposure.
Yeah, if late rent is a problem for your cash flow, lease violations are a long-term threat to the capital preservation of the asset. If you mishandle these, it can result in thousands of dollars in repairs or, even worse, unnecessary liability for the owner if something goes wrong.
So let's run through the list of common violations that professional managers are routinely addressing in Kansas City rentals. These are the things that put the asset at risk. And the source material specifically calls out the two most common.
Yes, the vast majority of our behavioral enforcement involves unauthorized occupants. So anyone living in the unit who isn't screened and isn't on the lease, and unapproved pets, which are often animals not disclosed during screening.
Unauthorized occupants. That sounds like a huge liability gap.
It's a massive risk. If someone is living there who hasn't been screened, hasn't signed the lease, and they get injured on the property, say they trip on a loose step, the owner's insurance could face complications.
Possibly even a denial of the claim.
It's possible if the policy stipulates that only screened, authorized tenants are covered. The insurance policy is based on the risk profile of the signed tenants. If you have more occupants than the lease allows, or if they're unscreened, the owner is just unknowingly carrying massive uninsured risk.
Plus, just more people means more wear and tear.
Exactly. It stresses systems like plumbing and HVAC way beyond the capacity the owner budgeted for, and it rapidly accelerates degradation.
And unapproved pets. We already touched on the financial impact, but it's probably worth repeating.
It is. Pets are often the stealth destroyer of asset value. Pet damage, especially urine contamination that seeps past the carpet and padding and into the subfloor, that can require extensive remediation. We're talking specialized cleaning, sealing, even replacing sections of subfloor.
A cost that often requires dipping into capital reserves.
For sure. We also see property damage issues that exceed normal wear and tear, which are often a symptom of deeper neglect. There are noise or nuisance complaints which impact the owner's relationship with the neighbors and can even lead to fines from an HOA if there is one.
And there are two more critical areas professional managers are constantly watching.
Right. Failure to maintain, which means the tenant isn't meeting basic standards of cleanliness or property care that can quickly lead to pest issues or rapid deterioration of appliances. And unauthorized modifications.
So tenants painting a room a non-standard color, installing shelves improperly, changing hardware.
All without prior written approval. All of these require a precise, non-emotional, and heavily documented response.
This brings us to the core legal lesson of this whole section, right? The necessity of proper documentation and legal compliance.
This is the downfall of most self-managing landlords. They operate on handshakes and good intentions. They try to be nice or easygoing, but niceness doesn't hold up in court.
Let me be absolutely clear for our listeners. A verbal warning is legally insufficient.
It is meaningless in a court of law. It creates zero legal standing for the owner. If you have to take action, you need paper, you need photos, you need irrefutable proof that you followed a defined, fair process.
So what does that professional process look like?
It begins with documentation of the violation itself. That often means a manager or a vendor visiting the site and taking time-stamped, geotagged photos of the condition issue, whether it's excessive trash, unauthorized changes, or clear pet damage.
Then what?
That's followed immediately by issuing a legally compliant written notice. This notice is critical, and it has to be handled by someone trained in local landlord-tenant laws.
And it needs to be specific.
Extremely. It must specify the exact violation, cite the relevant clause in the signed lease, and, most importantly, stipulate the required correction. For example, remove the unauthorized dog within 7 days, and the strict timeline for compliance.
We're talking about the difference between a simple warning and a legal document, like a formal notice to cure or quit.
Exactly. The manager then tracks that compliance timeline rigorously. Did the tenant fix the issue? Did they remove the pet? Did they pay the necessary pet fine? The purpose of this meticulous paper trail is multi-layered.
First, it ensures fair, consistent enforcement across all properties. That's your primary shield against any accusation of arbitrary or biased actions.
Second, it guarantees technical legal compliance with Missouri or Kansas state requirements for notice.
And third, it builds that strong legal positioning if eviction becomes necessary.
Right. This documentation protects the owner against potential tenant claims of discrimination or unfair treatment. It shows you didn't act out of anger or frustration. You simply followed the procedure outlined in the signed agreement.
The take-home message here is, when you hand this off to a professional manager, you're buying not just enforcement, but comprehensive legal protection through documented consistency.
That's it, in a nutshell.
Okay, we've established the systems for handling both the money and the behavioral issues. Now let's look at Section 3, Alpine's enforcement methodology and the resulting owner peace of mind.
This is where those highly specific, detailed systems translate directly into investor benefit and, frankly, stress reduction.
It's the application of those theoretical steps into real-world localized action. Alpine uses standardized workflows to manage every step consistently. They don't reinvent the wheel for every late payment or every unauthorized occupant.
They run the established, legally vetted playbook.
Every single time. And that standardization is the protective mechanism against costly mistakes. It ensures that regardless of the specific tenant or the specific property, the response is predictable, professional, and most importantly, legally correct.
And this is absolutely critical because the legal landscape changes depending on where the property is located within the KC Metro.
That's a huge, often overlooked point for investors who operate across the state line. Kansas City straddles two states, Missouri and Kansas. And their landlord-tenant laws are not identical.
Not even close.
No. In fact, they differ substantially on critical issues like mandatory notice periods, service requirements for notices, and the statutory limits on fees. Can you give us an example of how that divergence creates risk for the investor?
Certainly. Take the maximum statutory limit on late fees. They can differ based on jurisdiction. More critically, look at the timeline for a notice of non-payment of rent. In Missouri, for example, if you're trying to regain possession for non-payment, the process involves specific notices and timing that are different from Kansas law.
So if you use the wrong form?
If you issue a Kansas notice to quit template on a property in Kansas City, Missouri, or vice versa, you could invalidate the entire enforcement process. That simple error could cost the owner 30 to 60 days of delayed legal action, thousands in lost rent, and the cost of having to restart the legal clock from scratch.
So the professional workflow isn't just a checklist, it's a compliance shield that's customized for each jurisdiction.
And they are tracking those compliance timelines rigorously to prevent those costly missed legal deadlines. That level of detail is, it's impossible to maintain for a casual investor trying to scale a portfolio.
And this brings us directly to the core benefit for the investor, the opportunity to be completely hands-off. Hands-off. This section really speaks directly to the stress reduction every landlord is looking for, but, rarely achieves through self-management.
Yeah, the owner experience here is clean and detached. You stay completely hands-off while all the enforcement, communication, and conflict resolution are managed by the professional firm.
You are removed from the emotion of it all. No more awkward phone calls, no more listening to excuses that wear down your resolve.
Yet, and this is key, you remain fully informed. Every action, every photo, every piece of communication is recorded and available to you, the owner, in the digital PropertyWare portal.
So the investor gets the report card. Tenant X was issued a formal notice to cure on day 5 without being dragged into the day-to-day conflict and stress of making the follow-up calls or hearing the excuses.
Exactly. You essentially receive the outcome and the documented justification for that outcome. And that allows you, the investor, to focus on strategic planning, on acquisitions, on portfolio growth, instead of chasing rent or arguing about whether a chihuahua counts as an unauthorized pet.
Right. And furthermore, professional managers coordinate enforcement when the violations involve the physical asset itself, which is extremely common.
Yes, there's a vital link between successfully enforcing the lease and timely property maintenance.
So when a manager identifies tenant-caused damage or, unauthorized modifications, their job isn't done just by issuing a notice.
Not at all. They have to coordinate the next steps to preserve the asset's value and functionality.
And this coordinated approach means documenting the damage with forensic detail photos, videos.
And immediately getting the necessary repair estimates from trusted insured vendors in the KC area. Then they have to schedule and oversee the corrective work that's required, which the tenant may be financially liable for.
Let's think about that common violation of failure to report issues, like a small leak under the sink or a broken dishwasher.
Right. If the tenant doesn't report it, the manager eventually discovers secondary damage, like water damage to the cabinets, ruined flooring, or mold growth.
So the professional manager's job is to
identify the root violation, the failure to report, issue the appropriate notice and assess any applicable fees, and coordinate the immediate mitigation and repair to protect the asset from any further degradation.
It's a holistic approach to asset management, rather than just waiting for the lease to end and hoping the security deposit covers the damage.
That's the difference.
Now we have to address what I think is the most counterintuitive aspect of this entire approach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Section 4. Consistent enforcement improves tenant relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Many self-managing landlords operate under this fear that strict enforcement will lead to high turnover, constant conflict, and just poor communication. But the reality is the complete opposite.
That assumption is completely understandable, but it's fundamentally wrong in a professional context. It's actually inconsistent management that creates resentment, frustration, and high turnover.
So strict enforcement, when it's applied fairly,
it builds respect and long-term stability.
Why is that?
Because professional communication ensures tenants understand that policies are applied consistently, not personally. It is not the manager or the owner being arbitrarily difficult or moody. It is the lease being enforced the exact same way for tenant A in Overland Park as it is for tenant B in Lee's Summit.
Consistency builds trust and a crucial sense of fairness.
Absolutely. When the rules are uniform, tenants know exactly what they can and cannot get away with. There is no guessing game, which drastically reduces any internal escalation. When a tenant knows they're being treated equally under a clear set of uniform rules, they're far less likely to feel targeted or, you know, discriminated against.
Professional managers handle conflict with respect and detachment. They're not yelling or making threats.
No, they are delivering documented facts based on the signed agreement and adhering to the legal process. This respectful professional communication, combined with a willingness to problem solve when it's appropriate, like setting up clear, structured payment plans for genuine temporary hardships, drastically reduces the likelihood of the situation boiling over into a full-blown dispute.
So the analysis here is crucial for investors.
It is. Tenants respect clear, fair management much more than inconsistent or emotional landlords who enforce rules randomly based on their mood or how busy they are that week.
And when tenants know what to expect,
they are much more likely to comply with the rules, and crucially, they are more likely to stay long term, which reduces your primary operational costs.
I think we need to put a fine point on the financial benefit of that retention. Long-term tenancy means lower turnover costs, which means higher net operating income. The fact that Alpine reports maintaining a 96% occupancy rate shows that this system of strict fair enforcement is not leading to a mass exodus of tenants.
No, it's actively leading to the retention of quality tenants, the ones who appreciate a stable professional environment.
It creates a culture where compliance is the norm.
It does. The neighbors know that if they submit a legitimate noise complaint, it will be handled swiftly and professionally. The tenants know that rent is due on the first, full stop. This consistency creates a more stable, higher quality living environment, which makes the property more desirable and the quality tenants more inclined to stay.
It's a virtuous cycle that directly impacts your bottom line.
Exactly.
Which brings us to our final discussion point, Section 5. The financial conclusion. How does this structure translate directly into investor ROI? We've established that structure beats stress, but does structure also consistently beat low returns?
Absolutely. It protects your profit margins on multiple fronts by mitigating the massive hidden costs of inconsistency. We started by talking about cash flow protection with the 98% rent collection rate, but consistent early enforcement significantly impacts the biggest expense categories outside of just routine maintenance.
And the first major financial advantage is the significant reduction in evictions.
Huge.
As we've discussed, evictions are not just stressful, they are incredibly costly. For an investor, an eviction means mandatory court costs, legal fees, the extended vacancy period, potentially 45 to 90 days, and often substantial cleanup and repair costs after a difficult tenant finally leaves.
Right. But early consistent action, like that day 5 formal notice we detailed, often prevents issues from ever reaching that ultimate costly eviction stage.
Huh.
By forcing the issue early by day 5, the manager either gets compliance or confirms the tenant is incapable of following the lease terms. And that allows the legal process to start sooner, minimizing the rent loss period. If a self-manager waits 30 days hoping things will resolve, they've already lost a full month of rent before the legal clock even starts ticking.
The next major financial benefit is lower vacancy. Alpine tracks a remarkable 14-day average vacancy statistic. That is an incredibly tight turnaround time.
And that efficiency directly pours money back into the owner's pocket. That 14-day average vacancy is a direct reflection of several factors. Rigorous preparation, proactive maintenance, and critically retaining quality tenants because of professional management.
When tenants stay longer, the investor saves on turnover costs.
Right. But when a unit does become vacant, minimizing the days it sits empty is paramount. Every day you save on vacancy is 1/30th of a month's rent saved. If the average self-managing landlord in KC takes 45 days to turn a unit, the professional manager saves the investor over a month of rent every time a tenant moves out.
Furthermore, professional enforcement results in an improved quality of tenants.
For sure. Word gets around the Kansas City rental market. Tenants know which properties are professionally managed, where rules are clear and applied fairly, and which are handled by landlords who cut corners or are inconsistent.
And a reputation for professional, fair management attracts a higher caliber of renter.
People who pay on time, take pride in their home, and appreciate a clear, consistent living environment. These tenants are the bedrock of stable long-term returns, and they minimize the physical wear and tear on your investment.
And finally, all these combined factors allow you to support higher rents.
Yes. Well-maintained properties with quality tenants, backed by professional infrastructure, command premium rates. If your property is known for having rapid turnover, constant disputes, and poor enforcement, the best tenants will look elsewhere. That forces you to lower the price to attract riskier renters.
When you combine the 98% rent collection rate with a 96% occupancy and that 14-day average vacancy, you see a complete system.
A system working to maximize every revenue opportunity while minimizing every risk and cost. This is how strong enforcement ties directly into maximizing rental income in Kansas City. It's not an ancillary service. It's the core engine of performance and financial stability.
So to bring this all together, the core message remains. Late payments and violations are inevitable in the world of rental real estate. They're just part of the business.
But the outcome, whether you see profit or loss, peace of mind or stress, it depends entirely on the structure you have in place.
Professional property managers like Alpine bring that consistency, the standardized workflows, the specialized technology, and the localized legal awareness necessary to shield your cash flow and preserve the physical asset.
They remove you, the investor, from the stressful day-to-day conflict and allow you to scale your portfolio with verifiable success metrics and predictable returns.
It's the essential difference between running your real estate investment like an amateur hobby and managing it like a serious high-performance business.
So we'll leave you with this final provocative thought. If the cost of inconsistency is reflected in higher eviction rates, prolonged vacancy periods, and the deterioration of tenant quality, how much is the emotional stress you save by being completely hands-off, free from the conflict and the chasing worth, compared to the proven financial protection offered by standardized, structured enforcement systems? Consider the long-term impact on your overall return on investment.
If you are looking to see how Alpine Property Management can help you handle late payments, enforce leases properly, and protect your rental income in the Kansas City market, reach out to Alpine Property Management at 816-343-4520 or visit them online at alpinekansascity.com. Get the structure you need to protect your investment and scale with confidence.